Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 12th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Once again, it's a joy to prepare a message, a part of a four-part series, the final part today, dealing with specific women mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew's Gospel. Our final lesson today is simply titled Bathsheba, and the scripture text is Matthew 1, verse 6.
And Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife.
Well, here we have the fourth detail presented in Matthew's genealogy regarding great-grandmothers of the Messiah. Once again, Matthew reminds us of an event in the genealogical record that points to moral failure. The first three references specifically mention the proper names, Tamar, Rahab, and Ruth. But here we only have this identifying description, quote, whose mother had been Uriah's wife, end quote.
Well, her name was Bathsheba, as most of you know. And the story can be found in 2 Samuel 11 and 12. This woman, whom the record describes as very beautiful, took a public bath in view of the wondering eyes of King David. The rest is classic sin and the attempt to cover up the sin. But David is confronted by the courageous prophet Nathan, which resulted in his confession of sin and restoration.
Now, prior to this, David had shown much evidence of his spiritual walk and maturity in the Lord. While still a young boy, he had by faith conquered Goliath and had patiently waited until it was his time to ascend to the throne. Under his leadership, the kingdom was doing very well. Many of the Psalms had been written by this time, and he had been referred to as, quote, a man after God's heart, end quote. Yet the Bible records David's fall into sin, and Matthew reminds us that this is indeed part of this story. Not only did he collapse morally, but he also engaged in criminal behavior.
What lesson is in this for us today? There are many lessons regarding the nature of temptation and the progression of sin. We wrote about this in our series about David and Bathsheba last week, but I want to highlight this one today. God is still in the forgiveness and restoration business. David's sin was not excused, but it was forgiven.
God's nature is to forgive. Are you burdened down under a load of sin today? Have you sinned, even as a believer? Well, of course you have. We all have. Is your sin a big one like David's? I don't read any restrictions in God's offer to the earnestly repentant. His word is very unambiguous. And I end with 1 John 1, verse 9 from the New Testament. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. How don't you accept this gracious offer of forgiveness today?
Let's pray together. Father, we praise you because there is no dreaded sin in our life that surpasses the all-sufficient grace you freely give to all who believe. It is through no merit of our own, for we are deserving of death and eternal punishment, but through the tremendous sacrificial death of your Son Jesus, we are freed from all our guilty stains of sin. No greater love can we know this side of heaven. It is in the precious name of your Son Jesus that we give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for forgiveness. And thank you, podcast listener, for joining us in today's sharing from God's Word. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, December 12th, 2008. We're on the web. We always post these messages to our website each day, and they are archived by date. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And I often just tell people to Google Daily Encouragement or even Encouragement, and you can easily get to our site. We do have several photos up on our site today, some reflections of our experiences yesterday and our walk with the Lord. Have a suggested song today. We actually have an old hymn I would like to use today called Grace Greater Than All Our Sin. Really couldn't find a good online version of that, but I do have a more contemporary type song, which are easier to find, it seems, called Mighty to Save. And thank God that our Lord remains mighty to save. We have posted, we started yesterday, and we will for the next couple of weeks, but want to remind you, a listing of Christmas resources that they're just available. They may be memories that people have shared that may bless you. They may, it's a Christmas test, some readings, some scripture readings. All of these materials, they may be a blessing to your family, or if you're a pastor or leader in a church, to your church. And they're free to be adapted, to be copied, used however you see fit. We also want to remind you that we are a free will offering ministry. If any of you have a leading to help support us in our work, we would appreciate that. There are information on the site for that. And we want you to have a blessed day today, and as you prepare for this Christmas season, a blessed season.